This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Terang out towards right center. That's hit well. Still back, and Bryce Terang goes into the Yankee bullpen for a homer.
There you go. Just sitting there thinking, all these home runs by the Yankees, the Brewers haven't hit one, but Terang able to drop the head on one. Exit velocity at about 110.
Oof.
That a baby.
Oh, smoked.
They only lost 20-9 or something like that that day, but that day, we thought the world was ending for the Brewers, and it was going to be a long year, and all hell was breaking loose in Brewers world. Well, fast forward. Bryce Terang, little did we know, was going to be a really good offensive player through the first month of the year, still is a really good offensive player to this point. The pitching came around. All of these so-called bats that everybody was worried about that the Yankees were using, others have tried them, and it doesn't appear it's worked as well as it did against the Brewers that weekend. So maybe it was just the pitching wasn't that good at the end of the day. Now we come to today, and the trader is in town to go up against his former team, the Milwaukee Brewers. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Joins us now. You'll also hear him as part of the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, coming up today at 6 with Tommy Wirtz here on The Fan. Mr. Wagner, how are you?
So someone told me last night, And there are very few people in this market, in this business, that know me as well and as long as you have. You and Mitch have probably known me longer than anyone.
Okay.
Maybe Todd Rozier. Knowing what you know about me, can you foresee any circumstance in the universe where I would enjoy, what is that stupid soccer show with the Ted Lasso?
I never watched it.
Okay. Someone told me last night that, oh my gosh, you would love it. You're a sports writer and blah, blah, blah. And like everything that I've seen in terms of clips, one, it's about soccer. So that's an obvious strike. Two, this guy is like perpetually happy and optimistic. Why in the hell would anyone think I would enjoy that?
I agree. No, I don't think that's, yeah, I don't think that's your cup of tea either. What is he talking about? What's the name of that show?
Ted Lasso.
There you go. Ted Lasso. Yeah. Yeah, no, I've never seen it, man. I have no idea.
Okay. But
isn't that on
you
Apple? Is that on
Apple
TV?
Apple TV, yeah.
Right, that's the same,
yeah,
Apple TV.
It's on the same network. Yes, there we go. There's the lead in.
Yes.
You got it.
I'm on it. Right, that's the same thing that has the Brewers game tonight that I will not be watching because I do not have Apple TV. So every time it's on Apple TV, you can kiss me goodbye and I'll find something else to do with my life. But again, that's fine though because Apple TV, you know, pays MLB a lot of money and so forth. And so the Brewers and the trader and his team get Apple TV tonight. If you don't like it, buy a ticket to the game. Go watch the game at American Family Field. We're going to ask this question coming up at 4:20. I'm going to ask you this question right now. Do you think the trader's reception back to Milwaukee this season will be the same way as it was last year?
No, and I don't think it's because anyone's forgiven or forgotten. I think it's because it's a Friday night. It's a weekend series. There are going to be a bunch more fibs up here.
Yep, I agree.
I'm sorry. What's the flight term? Flatlanders.
No. Yeah, no, I agree with you. There'll be a lot more Cubs fans,
yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it'll be, I don't think it'll be subdued. I think it'll be drowned out. I think it's going to be, you know, a 50-50 split. But no, there is no love lost. People have not forgiven, forgotten. That man is not liked. And, good for him. Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Well, again, I mean, I understand everything that happened. But going into last year, you were the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball, and you finished 10 games out of the division behind your former team. Now, coming into this weekend, you are up 3 games in this division, and your offense is playing like a softball team. They're hitting the ball so well at this point. So I think the expectation is, if you're a fan of that team, is you're going to come here, take 2 out of 3, bare minimum, maybe you sweep the crew, and you go into Monday up 6 games, maybe 4 games if you're them, and feeling really good about where you're at. The absolute worst-case scenario is if you come up here, stumble and bumble your way through 3 games, the crew sweeps you, and then I will pay money to listen to the score on Monday because they're going to be losing their minds if he gets swept by his former team and all of a sudden they're tied for first place with him.
Yeah, I mean, the Cubs are coming in here hunting for bear this weekend. I mean, they are ticked off over last season. They are playing really well right now. Tonight's the night to go out and get Milwaukee. I mean, of the 3 guys starting this weekend, Priester is, you know, the biggest wild card. You feel very good about your chances going up against Quintana tomorrow. You feel pretty good with Peralta going on the bump on Sunday. But yeah, I mean, it's not a make or break season series for either team. It puts you in the driver's seat if you're the Cubs and you have a good series. It puts you in a pretty deep hole if you're the Brewers. But the beauty of it is, I mean, it's the first weekend in May, and we have seen teams come back from bigger deficits later in the season than 6 games in May.
Talking with Andrew Wagner, former Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @byandrewwagner. We had this conversation yesterday on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, which was there feels like there's more pressure on the starting rotation maybe than there has been other years just because of the amount of depth that they have right now. Logan Henderson, when he got sent down, I thought was a mistake and they should have sent Priester down instead. He's continuing to pitch well. Mizorowski appears to have found some control his last 2 starts. I think he's
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's got, 17 strikeouts to 1 walk, and I don't think he's given up a run. Now, again, both of those were to Durham, but either way, it appears maybe he found something there. Carlos Rodriguez has been pitching kind of well as of late, too. That's not to mention the fact that eventually you're going to get Savali back, eventually you're going to get Cortez back. Woodruff just made another rehab start. We played some of that sound on the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook that you sent Tommy. So he's getting closer to being in this rotation, too. You look at Priester making this start tonight against Ben Brown for the Traders team. I think there's maybe some pressure on him where he's got to kind of do something here, especially after how touchy Murphy was after the Tobias Myers outing.
I agree. The margin for error is thinning. At the time, they were kind of sink or swim with those guys because it's all they had. They're starting to get options. And if you're not performing, you're going to get replaced. It's as simple as that. It's a great sign for the Brewers that, along with the guys that they've got, you know, on the mend, that these guys down in AAA are starting to deal. That just bodes well for the long term. The more healthy and effective pitchers you have, the better off you are. There's no such thing as too much pitching. Guys with options, they're going to get shuffled in and out. It's as simple as that, you know. Even if Priester struggles today and they decide they got to make a move for his next one, all right, they've got a guy. If he falters, they can dip back in and so on and so forth. I mean, it is a good problem to have considering the problems that the Brewers faced the last 4 or 5 weeks.
The other part about this, I think, is where we're at with Jackson Chourio now. I mean, his average now is under 270 at this point after he struggled again yesterday. How much concern do you have for Jackson Chourio?
I don't. Listen, we know he's not getting sent down. That it's as simple as that. He is a young player, and we knew that he was going to hit lulls. It's just part of the game, part of the process. The reason that I wouldn't be concerned about it is he has shown every time, and this goes back to his time in the minor leagues, he figures it out. He learns how to make the adjustment. You know, it's not as easy as snapping a finger and all of a sudden, okay, I'm going to start hitting this particular pitch. It takes a little time sometimes. You know, he may end up on the bench here or there while he figures it out, but he has shown, and this is one of the reasons he rocketed so high up the prospect ladder and then so quickly to the major leagues, he has shown the ability to adapt and adjust on the fly. And that's how he's managed to have success. We saw it last season. I have no doubt we'll see it again.
Talking with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Well, what about Pat Murphy? We referenced, I referenced a little bit ago about his touchiness after the Tobias Myers start and how he was pretty peeved at Tobias Myers and yanked him after only a couple of innings. What do you think has led to where he kind of is right now as far as, the shorter leash maybe than where they were last year?
Young players getting complacent, riding on their laurels, not doing the little things that led to their success last year. I mentioned this with Mitch and Mason the other day. I talked about it with Tommy. You know, it's not so much the lack of production that's going to concern Murphy or lead to the short put. You know, guys are going to have slumps. Guys are going to hit lulls. It's going to happen. What he's concerned about is when those things happen, you still have to do the little fundamental things, which the Brewers were incredibly good at last year. I mean, they were a fundamentally solid team, despite their youth, despite their inexperience. You know, he's not pulling guys because they're not him. He's not pulling guys specifically because they're not throwing strikes. What he's doing is he sees something in the fundamentals, in the mechanics, in the whatever, that is not up to snuff. And I have no problem with that. You know, you've got a young team. They accomplished a lot last year. They're not playing up to the same caliber right now. The fallback was inevitable, but you have to do the things that made you good if you want to be great. And they are times that they just haven't been doing that.
Andrew Wagner, what are your expectations for this series for the Brewers going up against the Traders team?
Like I said yesterday morning, my expectation is the 40,000 or so fans plugging into the old aircraft hangar every night are going to be very well hydrated. They're going to be very vocal. As for what happens on the field, I don't know what to expect. I mean, rarely do we ever know what to expect when these teams meet up. I mean, we've seen it when, you know, one or the other was rebuilding or stunk, and they've come in and they've handed it to the team that's cruising. You like the Brewers' chances, especially tomorrow with Quintana and again Sunday with Peralta. Today is the wild card, the question mark. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they swept. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they got swept. And I know that's a chicken answer, but you've seen enough of these games, enough of these series to know that anything goes. And I hate to be cliche, but it's one of those throw the records out the window. You know, this is a true rivalry. You know, there's bad blood between the teams with the geographic thing. And for the most part, they've had something to play for when they meet. And this is certainly one of those situations.
He is Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Catch him later tonight on the leadoff show powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz. That gets underway at 6 o'clock. Thank you so much, Mr. Wagner. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Talk to you next week.